Independent Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Evident Footprints. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I want to welcome you here tonight. We are going to sort of do this show alone tonight. That means I will be with you, and you will be with me, and we will be alone, but we will be together. Isn't that a dichotomy? We are now at January 16th on the East Coast, 2008, or still on the 15th of January on the West Coast. And I have a number of things that I want to touch upon tonight. I was listening to Dr. Len Horowitz prior to this show this evening, and I find it strikingly synchronistic that he talked about the things he did tonight, and he was talking about basically the whole matrix, and was what Spirit told me to discuss tonight. And I have been going over the mind control programs and the various brainwashing techniques that the government uses, and the world government and the secret societies that work in hand in hand with the shadow governments and the bankers and all of the military industrial complex, as Dr. Horowitz so eloquently stated, the pharmaceutical companies and the oil cartel, and even organized crime, I think, is worth mentioning, because that's the shakedown arm that they use. They are the enforcers in many cases to implement many of the illegal programs that are going on. Of course, we have politicians to thank for doing such a fantastic job, and I underscore fantastic and put it in quotation marks. We have a right to free speech, although they are trying to undermine that right, and they have been trying to do that for some time. And they're trying to turn free speech into a terrorist act, or to imply that you are unpatriotic or anti-government if you speak out. And I just want to clarify some things. And say that when we speak out against the government, we're speaking out against what the government does, not necessarily against government itself, because government is the people. They are the servants of the people, and it seems that it's the other way around, that they've been trying ever since the United States was created to make the government the entity that tells us what to do. And why have elections? Why have elections if they're going to be corrupt, if you're going to fix the elections with electronic voting machines, or you're going to use an excuse that we heard once in our history, and only once, and that was the Hanging Chad incident in Florida. In fact, no one ever heard the term Chad before that, and I don't think we've heard it since then, other than when we mention it, like in cases tonight. We seem to forget. We seem to have short memories, and of course, we were designed and created that way by this matrix, this paradigm of control, where we are told what to think, how to think, when to think, and to alert the authorities when some of us aren't thinking in line with the standard policy, the roadmap that's been put out there for us. And so when we think about free speech, we must think about the meaning of the word free. Does it mean encumbered? Does it mean in chains? Does it mean free or momentary, except when what you have to say, be it the truth or not, is rubbing the wrong way, rubbing the authorities the wrong way, the plotters, the secret societies, and I should mention religion as well, because there are so many distortions to religion, and really even the word religion is a turnoff, because everything boils down to spirit. It doesn't matter. When you look at what we have in this world, you look at the physical paradigm or the physical matrix. They have us working. They have us taking care of our families, paying our taxes, paying for our houses, paying for cars, buying things, putting money in banks, taking the money out of the bank to pay the taxes. If we're lucky, we get a return on our taxes. And then we just notice that every year it seems harder and harder to get ahead. In fact, we're not paid enough for what we do. We're not honored for what we do. We are really punished for what we do. And the matrix, the paradigm that is set up through the educational system and through what the propaganda that the news media puts out, and I should have mentioned the media as part of the conspiracy, because they are conspirators. They keep us from knowing the truth. They keep us from knowing what's really going on, because if we knew what was going on and we really understood what was going on, we would have an uprising, and these people would be finished. Now, I'm not calling for an uprising. I'm just asking you to use your discernment and wake up. And people are waking up, and that's scaring the powers that be, because they didn't count on it. They put so many different programs in place. The educational system began, and I covered this in past shows, began at the earliest of ages, and they're beginning at age 3 and age 4 with preschool. They're conditioning kids so that by the time they get into kindergarten, they're following the rules. And I don't mean just rules of general protocol. I'm not speaking about etiquette. I'm talking about mindlessly following the mind control programs so that they can produce outcome-based education. Outcome-based education, what is that? Well, what's the outcome of your education? It can be measured by a test, and it's given to someone or given by someone who has earned a degree in education in a particular subject or in a variety of subjects. Say a second grade teacher doesn't have to specialize in any one subject, but must be able to know enough about the subjects to get an education degree. They know a little bit about music, they know a little bit about math, they know a little bit about science, a little bit about history, a little bit about English, a little bit about playing games, a little bit about handicrafts, artwork, maybe a coloring book or finger painting or something to keep you busy, keep your mind occupied, to keep you following a certain path. And then when you get to a certain age and you have to begin thinking for yourself, well, they tell you what to think. Most of the history has been rewritten so that it's very slanted, it's very one-sided. America is always the hero, despite what comes out when we really get into history. And it's as simple as going to a foreign country and learning what they teach about World War II, or about the Vietnam War, or the Korean War, or the Iraq War. And we are living in a time right now where I don't even think they're taking the time to write the history into the books, that they're just creating it in real time, and it's really not history per se, other than to describe what it is they do. But we don't get the accurate description of what they do. We get the watered-down, filtered version of the terrorist network they created through the intelligence agencies, which are controlled by some of the secret societies and the banks working hand in hand together. And we are to accept it, or if we speak out against it, now they want to make us terrorists. Why is that? Ask yourself the question, why do they want to determine that someone who speaks out about the wrongdoing in the government, about their violation of the Constitution, why should that be a crime? Is that because they want to silence you from pointing out that they are the ones committing the crime? Well, we have a dumbed-down public. We have a public that's asleep. And when you, I've heard other talk show hosts mention this phenomenon, that when you describe to someone what a chemtrail is, or when you tell them who was behind 9/11, or at least when you draw some conclusions as to what who was behind 9/11, based upon all of the anomalies that occurred, why is it that these people's eyes glaze over? Why is it that they instantly turn into denial? They instantly become disinterested. It's like, I can't believe my government would do that. I can't imagine that my government would do such a thing. Well, can you imagine that your government would dumb you down? How many of you really feel qualified to do something if the company you now work for hold it up? And I don't care what you do. If you put rubber bands in a box, or you count rubber band boxes, or you count the boxes that the rubber band boxes are in, or if you're the person that puts the tape on the rubber band boxes, or you're the person that drives them to the post office or to the parcel service, or if you're the person that takes them to the door when the parcel service comes to pick them up. If you lost your job and you had to do something else tomorrow, what would you do? How would you survive? How would you provide for your family? We take these things for granted. Well, I've been doing this my whole career. You know, I'm 3 years away from my retirement, and then I can go play golf. We can move to Florida. We can sell our house. We can go on a cruise. In other words, you can escape. You can just turn and walk away from everything, not even considering what life or what quality of life or what will face your children as you grow old and as you pass on and your children are left to fend for themselves. Ask yourself, why does such a wonderful government that you are all in support of, and I'm not saying you shouldn't support your government, that's not the point, but I'm speaking about what they do. I'm speaking about the theft in office. I'm speaking about the corruption in the banks, the corruption in the medical community, the corruption in the agencies that are supposed to police, the pharmaceutical companies, for example, the FDA and the CDC. They're busy masking over disease. They're allowing the pharmaceutical companies to lace the drugs and the vaccines they create with Trojan horse toxins that create further disease that just keep you sick, keeping them making money by selling you more things. What are the doctors doing? What kind of conscience do doctors have these days? And I'm not speaking about those in homeopathic medicine. I'm speaking about the ones that are allopathic doctors. The ones that have taken a Hippocratic oath to heal you of your diseases. They make more money selling drugs or writing the prescriptions for the pharmaceutical companies. So what they actually do is aid and abet the pharmaceutical companies, and all the people that are making big bucks having bought the stock before the pharmaceuticals were even approved by the FDA. And no one can tell me that they don't know ahead of time, because these things are passed down as favors. They're perks for being in office, for being in politics. And they cater to the lobbyists. They're getting bribes from the lobbyists. They're getting vacations. They're getting all kinds of gifts. And no one, and secret bank accounts too, in Switzerland, and offshore accounts all over the world. And they're given stock. And because they aid and abet these companies pay them well. And they pay their staff members to keep them silent. And when these people, if they should ever resign or retire from political life, they become lobbyists. Many of them are lobbyists working for these big corporations. Why? Because the corporations know that they know everybody else, and they can talk to them, and it's very easy for them to continue padding their pockets behind the scenes. We don't hear about that. They probably don't even report that. And these same companies are giving millions and millions of dollars to the political campaigns. Plus, we give matching funds. They decided, well, you know, we have to give matching funds from the federal government. Let the public pay for that. So on top of all the money they get secretly, from all the benefits that they get secretly, or through legislation that just sort of gets tucked inside other legislation, like the hate crime laws they pass. I'm not saying hate crime laws are a bad thing, but the reasons that they pass these hate crime laws, why? Because I tell somebody that the government's dishonest, that's a hate crime, that's punishable, that makes me a terrorist, or that makes you a terrorist because you say the government is dishonest. And if you're a victim of something the government's done, you know exactly what I mean. Or if you know someone, or someone in your family is a victim. I talked to a mother in southern Ohio about a month ago. Her son was in the Marines for 2 years, and then one day they gave everybody in his platoon a vaccine. And he became violently ill, and he's dying now. And the government denies that they denied they gave him the vaccine. Then they said, well, he must have had some kind of crazy reaction to the vaccine. And he can't walk, and he cannot urinate. His kidneys have shut down. He's on dialysis. And he's talking about death. And he's asking, what is it like to die? These are the things our government does, and the pharmaceutical companies are not culpable for this. They pass laws to protect them, to shield them from the crimes they commit. This should be assault or murder when such a patient dies as a direct result of a vaccine. There's not much a person can do. Now, there's a spiritual side to all this, but they're not talking about spirit. These are physical laws. These are mental laws. These are in the paradigm. What they don't want us to know is that tapping into our spiritual power, like Dr. Horowitz was talking about in the show prior to this one, tapping into our spiritual power is the key. It is the key. It is everything. And when we do that, we tap into our Creator. That's what they don't want us to do, because that empowers us. So everything they're trying to do, somehow, and really, it's almost childish what they're doing, in the sense that that by imprisoning me or someone else who's bringing this message forward, someone who's speaking the truth and pointing out the reality, the reality, not their reality, but the reality, somehow that they are disenabling me from using spirit? My goodness, it's spirit that's causing me to say these words. And putting me in the jail cell is not going to stop the words from coming. It's not going to stop the creativity, because it comes from God. Now, what am I getting at here? Well, I listened to a number of shows tonight on BBS and on some other networks. Listened to some Patriot networks too, listen to what's going on in the political scene. There are charges that the elections are corrupt, and they probably are. They can't show proof that they aren't. And they're not willing to do it. They tried stifling an effort to initiate a recount. The Granny Warriors, some retired women, a small group of retired women raised $63,000 and PayPal shut off their account. They actually raised more money than the $55,000 or so that they needed to raise to effect this recount. But they have to do something sinister to stop people from getting to the truth at every turn. And it should anger you. It angers me. It should anger you to no end. But we've got people saying, well, you know, I'm really interested in American Idol tonight. The first show came on tonight, and I want to watch the game shows, and that's really all I want to do because I have to go to work tomorrow, And that's really all I want to do. I don't really care to know if the dollar's failing or that we're in a recession, that things are going to get really bad because we're going to have food shortages and we're going to have water shortages and we're going to have money shortages and gasoline is going to go through the roof and many people are going to lose their homes. If something's not done, people don't start waking up and taking responsibility. Everybody wants to be entertained by someone else. Everyone wants someone else to solve their problems. Where have our guts gone? Where is our anger and our disgust with what's going on gone to? Where has it disappeared? Are we that controlled now by tap water? Are we that controlled by the chemtrails? Are we that controlled by the medicines? And that's a big, big part of it. The number of kids that are taking pills, I mean, they're encouraged. Oh, mommy, I don't feel good today. I don't want to go to school. Here, take a pill. Go to bed. And the kid's in bed, and he's got a video game, and he's watching TV, and he's got a cell phone, or he's got a BlackBerry. Or he's got an iPod, and there's really no effort put into the healing process. Even when the kid is sick, 9 times out of 10 they fake it because they know they can do it. They can get away with it because kids don't have respect for old-fashioned authority. They're now kowtowing to the government plan of brainwashing. The educational system is controlled by SRI, Stanford Research Institute, the same place where they developed the remote viewing program for the CIA and the Office of Naval Intelligence. And they deny that it's going on, but remote viewing schools are popping up everywhere, all over the Internet. They're even offering the programs for free. Because there's an element of mind control in it. And that's what they want. They want to subject everybody to that. They're recruiting people from childhood. They're torturing kids. They're putting them into sex slave rings. And they're putting them into the mind control where they're fractionalizing their minds through electroshock and torture and drugs and hypnosis and every sinister thing you can imagine. And it just goes on. I ask myself, where do these kids come from and where are their parents while this is going on? Well, in many cases, the parents are in the program too. They can take a group of people and put them in a room thinking that they're applying for a job and have them all under mind control in an hour. And then just keep reinforcing it over time. We hear that from the people that have come out of those programs and talked about it. And I'm not even talking about Montauk, the more sinister programs. And I'm not talking about what goes on necessarily in the underground bases. Because they can do this right in the schools. They can do this in the churches. And they can do this, and they do it in venues where we witness professional sports. Sports are entertainment now. They're not feats of physical skills and physical prowess or athletic prowess. It's all entertainment. It's all fluff. It's all show. Flashy lights and colors and sounds that have nothing to do. Where is it decreed in the rules of basketball that they have to play rap music all the way through a basketball game? Or that they have to play music as the batter goes up to the plate? The little league kids don't get that. The minor leaguers don't even get it. But boy, when you get to the professional end where they rape you for your hard-earned dollars just to get something to drink, or a little something to eat that's filled with every kind of additive and toxin they can think up to keep you addicted. Ugh. So sports is a mind control issue. And the outcome of sports is mind control. And sports are obviously fixed, professional sports. They fix it in favor of larger market areas sometimes to just to put a little interest. They'll do something to allow a smaller market area to make some big bucks. So they'll allow a team out of nowhere, one of the teams with the smallest budgets, to make a quick fix for a couple of weeks. And then it's back to business as usual. The New York Yankees or the Chicago White Sox or the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I'm not picking on any particular team, they keep pushing these teams on us as part of the mind control. The Dallas Cowboys are America's team. Why? Because they have a five-pointed star on their helmets? And the symbology that's used, and the names that are used, and the numbers that are used, all of it has something to do with subliminal mind control. And even their Luciferian worship. And so when we look at why is it that SRI controls the National Education Association, who makes those decisions? Well, there are decisions made on a higher level than that. There are decisions made by the Vatican. And I'm not attacking the Catholic religion. I'm talking about the Vatican, the institution. And they are controlled very secretly by Opus Dei and the Jesu Society, or the Jesuit Order. And the Jesuits have schools that control the Catholic Church in America. And they do that through Fordham University, George Washington University, Boston College, to name three schools where it's done. Fordham presides over what goes on at St. Patrick's Cathedral, which is the Vatican office in the United States, and has always had influence, political influence, all the way to Washington, D.C., and let's say in the shadow government. But people don't know about that. They're not aware of that. To hear it right now, it may be the first time they're hearing that, and they're saying, what is this guy talking about? How does he know this? I mean, that's not right. That can't be. Vatican wouldn't do that. That's where the Pope is. Have you listened to the decrees that your Pope, you Catholics out there, have you listened to what the Pope is saying? Or what the Vatican is saying about the Pope? That the Pope can even, he's greater than God, is what they're saying now. That he can decree laws that even God cannot decree. Can you not see that there's a plot to take over your mind, to take over your body, to turn you into a slave, or get rid of you if you don't comply? And there are going to be a lot of us, if we allow them to do these things, there are going to be a lot of us in that position. Those that speak out, those that are eaters, as they like to call them, useless eaters is what they specifically call those people. The people on welfare, the poor people that are constantly taking charity, the people that can't feed themselves, that get sick and spread disease. But they're the diseases, by and large, that they created in laboratories and then gave to them. And they did it through wars, and they did it through vaccines, and they did it through so-called medicines. Or they did it in food, by inserting these things into food. And you've got some evil, evil companies out there that are gradually getting control of the food market. Monsanto is such a company. It's not enough for these people to take the regenerative ability out of nature, that they can produce a corn that farmers buy. Farmers can plant the corn, but they can't use anything from that crop to replant corn. They have to buy the seeds because the seeds are neutered. The procreative ability or the regenerative ability of the corn has been taken out. It's been genetically modified. Now, what happens when that food gets in your body? If they're modifying food so that it can't reproduce life, what is it doing in your body? Is it giving you life? Or is it going to make you sick? Or is it going to kill you? But all this for profit. That's the only reason. Can you explain one reason why you have to modify corn? God graded it pretty well. It's worked for thousands and thousands of years. Now, they don't stop there. They start fusing animal genes with it. They're trying to crossbreed animals and vegetables now. Or animals and fruits. Are we going to find cows and chickens growing on trees? Or are we going to find cows growing out of the ground? And then we have disease amongst animals. We're destroying the ecosystem on the planet. We've got cows or cattle in general that are coming down with mad cow disease because they're feeding sheep in their meal. And they seem to be able to find the cow that started the mad cow disease, but they can't find the illegal alien sneaking over the border. Quick solution would be to give each illegal alien that's sneaking over the border a cow that has mad cow disease. Then you'll find the illegal aliens. It's just one insane proclamation after another. And really it's one lie after another. They keep repeating the lie over and over and over until you believe it. And it's in their secret society literature that's what they do. Lenin said that. And Himmler said that. You repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth. It becomes believed. And then we get into that word belief. The presumption that something, or the assumption that something is so because they said it was so. You can say the sky is green every day, and eventually everyone will say the sky. And if you say otherwise, they'll put you in prison. That's the types of laws that they're creating, or trying to create. Now, are we going to tolerate that? Or are we going to finally wake up and take responsibility? What Dr. Horowitz talked about in his show this evening was really about taking responsibility. Personal responsibility. Why do we have to always have someone else solve our problems? We have become so lazy, so overweight, so diseased that we wait for a savior or someone from the government. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be the garbage man. If we think the garbage man can save us, we'll start worshiping the garbage man. And I'm not knocking garbage men out there. Generally, a lot of people think that being a garbage man is a lowly job. They make pretty good money, and they work really hard. And they basically clean up all the filth that we're too lazy to clean up ourselves. They pick it up, they take it to a place, they relieve us of our misery for a week, or at least a day. For some reason, we just depend on anything. We are so desperate for solutions that we depend on anyone or anything to solve our problems for us. And really, each one of you out there listening is the creator of your own problems. I didn't create them for you. The other talk show hosts on this network didn't create them for you. The people across the street most likely didn't create them for you. Unless they're damaging your property for some reason or causing some disease in your life. And it doesn't necessarily mean a physical disease. It could be a mental disease. It's mind-boggling. I ask myself, and I hear other talk show hosts ask, when are people going to wake up? When are they going to finally start taking responsibility? I suppose many people are not ever going to take responsibility. And so they're going to suffer the consequences of not having taken responsibility. And those that depend upon them, their children, who are too young really to fend for themselves, will suffer also. Somehow we think, well, the government will save us. You know, they've got you thinking about the man-terrorists that they've created themselves. While they've got you thinking about that, they're busy stealing money and they're concocting new ways to take control of things, to take your rights away from you, to take your freedoms away. While they tell you, this is the land of the free, we have a democracy. Well, what good is the democracy in Iraq with over 1 million people killed, hundreds of thousands of our soldiers injured or dying, from depleted uranium, from the friendly fire, and from the vaccines that they give them, or the medicines that they give them, not to mention the other types of warfare that are going on that those soldiers are unaware of. There are obviously biological weapons being used, and they trumpet their mantra that we're here to find the weapons of mass destruction. Another lie. While they themselves are perpetrating what they're accusing the other side of doing. And they're trying to foment a war in Iran. They're trying to push Iran into a nuclear confrontation, although Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons. And you've got preachers pushing to save Israel, to stand by Israel's side. Israel's probably got about 300 nuclear weapons themselves that they can dump on anybody they want, including the United States. They're probably holding trillions of dollars in ransom from the Leo Wanta money until the United States attacks or provocates an attack on Iran. The corruption goes on and on and on, and you won't hear about it in the media. So don't turn to the media. Turn your TV off, unplug it, and do some research, do some reading, do some praying, or meditate. Start taking responsibility for your own life. We have to wake up, folks. It's time to wake up. I've had people ask me, you know, Don, what can I do to help? What can I do to wake up people? And I ask, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm listening to some shows. I'm listening to your show. I try to do a little bit of reading. You know, I follow what's going on in the stock market. Trying to eat a little better. Okay, those things are good. But what are you doing? Are you taking some action? Are you going out and talking to people? Are you bringing your awareness of things to others? Or are you just keeping it to yourself? Well, I try to talk to people, but they don't really want to hear. Well, yeah, I already talked about that. What is it they don't want to hear? Well, they don't want to hear the truth. They're scared or they're just disinterested in it. They're too busy. Their work's got them busy. Their kids are keeping them busy. Well, they're counting on that, you see. And these people know nothing about the technology that's been developed, the technology that's being used. And it's the same technology that it's probably 20, 30 years old, what they give us, the cell phones and the computers. And yet now they're promoting the use of cell phones to the point where birds can't find their way home. They've become totally disoriented from all the electromagnetic energy. I mean, this is a problem. The bees are very disoriented or dying. And so we don't have honey. We don't have pollination of plants and trees. Or like at least natural pollination. Well, if everything is going to be these genetically modified foods, Frankenfoods, some call them, then we don't have to concern ourselves about the bees. The oceans are polluted. You take a risk every time you eat fish now, that you're going to consume some toxin that's been put in the ocean that the fish have been consuming in the things that they eat, if it hasn't affected them directly just by being in the water. And we're still taking oil out of the ground, and we're still creating wars over oil, and everything we're making is delivered by oil or products of oil, and half of it is more products manufactured with oil, from clothes to toys to furniture to you name it. And we support these people. We are so attached to the physical reality that they have created for us that's all we know. And when you die, folks, you are not going to take these things with you. Well, I want to enjoy the quality of my life while I'm here, and so I have these things to help me enjoy my life. That's the entertainment. That's what they want you to do. They want you to pay for your entertainment, keep you occupied so that they can just, little by little, carry out this master plan. Last night, I had Bruce Widdeman from Missouri MUFON on the show. And he basically said the same thing. Why do they lie to us about the existence of life outside of this earth? Why don't they just finally tell the truth? We can handle the truth. What we can't handle is the lying. But there's a dichotomy there. They've been so successful with their brainwashing that people are afraid to speak out. How many of you out there have seen a craft flying around in the sky, a saucer, or something with strange lights, and you hear these explanations? Well, it must have been two airplanes flying side by side. Well, wait a minute. If isn't that against the law? Isn't that against Federal Aviation Agency rules? To have two planes flying next to each other, that's called a near miss, usually, unless it's at an air show or something like that, or it's the Blue Angels. The ridiculous excuses that they give us for things that we find out are amazing. And yet we just tolerate it. We just allow it to go on as if it never happened. Well, that's the other guy's problem. That's not my problem. I've got enough problems that I have. You know, if I had to spend all my time working on those problems, I wouldn't have time to do the things that I have to do. And what are those things? See, I gave you a hypothetical situation a few moments ago. If you think about what you would do or how you would earn a living if the company you work for closed down or that job ceased to exist and they said, sorry, we don't need you anymore, which is basically what they're doing now. They've taken our jobs and they've shipped them to foreign countries. And then we hear the president make a proclamation that Americans don't want to do certain type of jobs, so we have to illegally allow people to come into our country. Though throughout our history, there was a procedure, which is in the law, by the way. See, they're trying to change those laws. And the real reason why they're trying to change those laws, besides trying to destroy this country and destroy the middle class, is because it's being exposed who they are, that they're not even from this country. That reality's starting to hit them. You see, the truth, folks, is coming out. And people are waking up. And as the truth comes out, you have to face it. You can't ignore it. Well, what do you mean? I've been doing a good job of ignoring it so far. Well, then you're going to be one of those that ends up having all your decisions made for you. But if you're happy with that, then fine. There's nothing in this message for you. This is about waking people up. This is about drawing your attention and hopefully pushing you off the fence to start to do something about it. They can't, with their system, they can't even pass kids now in the school. They can't get them to pass the tests. But they move them on anyway. These tests and the educational system is just to find out if they have created a generation of robots that will comply with the programs that they have prepared for our future. And I can tell you in the depths of my soul that that is not going to succeed. But in the meantime, there will be losses. There will be those that fall by the wayside, that succumb to these just sadistic plans that they have. What kind of people can murder their own? What kind of government can condone the murder of its people? Not just through war, but through food, through the poisoning of the atmosphere, both the air and the water, poisoning our ecology, even putting poisons in what they call medicine. I mean, they lie about everything. And it's just about profit for them. Just about profit. And what's amazing is that they have bought into their own system so much that the very illusion, money is really an illusion, folks. It's not real. And their fractional banking system is more illusory than if you owned gold or silver or platinum or some precious metal. You have paper. And it's a debt instrument. Owning it requires you to pay back more than what it's worth. Only you don't see that. So they work it into the law that you hold a title to your house. You are the caretaker of the house. You're not owning the house. It's not yours, free and clear. Nor is your car. Those are permissive possessions. They're privileges, according to them. And everything falls under the law of the sea. So there's some mysterious government overseas, someplace, in Europe or in the Far East, somewhere, doesn't really matter where it is, that's really reaping all the rewards because their master plan has to occur. And so you're hoodwinked about the nature of reality, about the nature of God, about the nature of the Creator, about the truth, which is light and love. It's not death and darkness and destruction. Yet that's all we see. That's all the media puts in their little newscasts, in their special programs, is all the horror going on around the world. They can't show you pictures of someone saving someone's life. They have to show someone dying in a car accident or a plane crash, or as a result of a violent crime that was permitted. Now, we can't get justice in the court, so you turn on headline news and listen to Nancy Grace pounding the drums of her court experience, trying the accused in a crime, even if it's not a crime. It doesn't matter what it is. They're trying the case on their little news programs. Can't report the news, but boy, they can do the work of the Justice Department. While they show us their drug commercials and their car commercials and more of their mind control. They sell convenience. They sell sex appeal. While they abduct your children and put them into sadistic rituals. So Dr. Horowitz's program was really on point tonight, although he didn't go as deep into these topics as I did. But he did talk about love, and he talked about light, and he talked about the truth and reality. He talked about sin. And he talked about the creation and our relationship to our Creator. And that's what this life is really about. It's not about all these illusions. Why do I talk about these things? Well, you've got to start somewhere and face what's going on. Your reality is all those things that I just described. And until you understand that and you acknowledge that, you are not going to escape that reality. I heard some people on an earlier program tonight getting readings, and everyone is looking for someone else to give them the answers. We have the answers inside ourselves, folks, and I'm not knocking those people that are giving of themselves, helping others. I do that myself. But there are points when I tell people, look, you've got to work on this yourself. It doesn't matter what I tell you is going to happen. You are going to affect that by your action or your inaction. Either way, you have caused it to happen. You will get the outcome that you have created. You can create your future through action and inaction equally so. But the end of the scale that you find yourself in terms of circumstances is going to depend on whether you took action or you did nothing about it. It really doesn't matter what I tell you I see or what I say is going to happen or what someone else tells you unless you take some action. But we have to have someone else bring the solution. We have to have them give us the pill. We have to have them tell us what pill it is we have to take. And if it's inconvenient for us, then, well, I don't have to do that right now. I can do that later. We get glazed over even when people are helping us. People don't want to know the truth. They've been lied to so much, they really are afraid of the truth. And this is really about fear. With another illusion. They have actually made you think and feel and hear and taste fear. And it's just an illusion. It's just like money. Money is an illusion. It's just like the physical world that you see around you. The possessions I'm speaking of more than anything else. I mean, nature is a reality. The things that we create with our hands, depending upon the use and the intent of those creations, can be outside of an illusion, particularly if it benefits mankind in a way that man is liberated. But we depend so much on the brand of car that we have, or the color of the car, or the size of the wheels, or the rims, or whether or not it's got a radio, or a cell phone, or a sunroof, or it goes fast, that we lose the meaning, or we lose appreciation for what that car can do. It can get us from one place to another in a very short time. And it should do it safely, without killing someone else. But we fall into these habits, or we fall into traps, we fall into the matrix, we succumb to the matrix. And we begin believing, and we become entrapped in believing that that's the reality, when it really has nothing to do with who we are. The physical is the means through which we experience life and express life. But it's not an end-all to who we are. It's just a small part of who we are. Likewise, our thoughts are the same way. Often we create the physical reality we have based upon our thoughts. Today, there are people that won't even think for themselves. Not only will they not do things for themselves physically, they will not think for themselves. So spiritually, what do they reap? What rewards can they reap? They become spiritually stagnant and depressed and sick and negative. And all this, though this message to me from inside sounds negative, I'm showing you these things in the hope that you will awaken and realize that you have incredible abilities inside of you to do and know and to create. They're not things that I gave you. No other person gave you these things. Your Creator, God, gave you these things. And He's calling out to you, and are you listening? Can you hear His voice? Have you tried to hear His voice? You know, it's not a hallucination when someone like myself or someone who is operating in spirit and is teaching others. It's not a hallucination when we know God, when we have seen God, or we have spoken to God, or God has spoken to us, and we have recognized His voice, or that sound, or that feeling, that emotion. It's very profound. It's not taken lightly. And it's not a passing fancy. This is not something you just do on Sunday afternoon. Or Saturday, if you're of a certain faith. We've got it all backwards, folks. We've got it all upside down and inside out. And it's so simple. Man has created some 23 million laws, and he can't recite them, and yet those that have created those 23 million laws can't even abide by the 10 that God gave us. And they've pushed God out of their lives, and they're determined to push God out of our lives. We were created as sovereign beings in the universe, and we are entitled to that birthright. So I encourage you to use it and to awaken, and then take that awakening and awaken others before it's too late, before you lose the opportunity. Many will line up at the last moment. I wish as many people were coming to the Creator as line up at Walmart to get the next Xbox or BlackBerry or whatever Wi-Fi that comes out. People literally line up for days at a time, standing in the elements, without eating or sleeping, to get some addictive device that they have made because the mind control is so pervasive. Why don't people line up to know God that way? Think about that. Tomorrow evening's guest is going to be Michael Anthony, and we're going to talk about some spiritual matters, and we'll be talking about health. And Friday, we're going to have Jim Murray on again, and we're going to continue our discussion about hidden technologies. You don't want to miss either of those two shows. They're going to be very enlightening. I'm going to leave you for the evening. I'd like to remind you about the event on January 23rd in Winter Park, Florida, a rally for Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. It will be simulcast on BBS Radio TV from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm giving the Florida time because that's where it's occurring. It's at the Haven in Winter Park, and hope to see those of you in that area at the event. It's going to be some great music from Soul Function, and some discussion about Congressman Paul's candidacy. Hope to see you there. In the meantime, thanks for listening to Evident Footprints. I'm Don Nikoloff. Peace, love, and light, and good night.